To the Lord in prayer.
我们一起向神祷告。
Loving Father, we give thanks to you for this happy occasion.
亲爱的天父，我们为今天快乐的日子感谢主。
We thank you for this 31 years you have been very faithful to New Life BP Church.
我们感谢主，你在过去信实的保守，在这31年里对新生命堂的保守。
We thank you for this morning, especially for the installation of a pastor and an ordination of an elder.
我们为这设立严牧师还有安立叶长老感谢神。
And we thank you also for the full support of the congregation for the ministry in this church.
我们也为这会众的支持来感谢主。
Lord, we give thanks to you and we commit this church into your mighty hand.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，我们也将整个教会交托于你。
And ask of the Holy Spirit to lead and guide the leadership of the church.
也求主你的圣灵来引导带领整个教会。
That they may be found faithful to you.
使我们在你面前看为忠心。
This morning, as we come to listen to your word,
当今天早上我们来到你面前来听你的话语时，
we ask of your Holy Spirit to enlighten our eyes.
我们求主你的圣灵打开我们的眼睛。
That we may behold wonderful things from your word.
我们可以从你的话语里面看出你的奇妙的作为。
For we ask all this with thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告感谢，乃是奉耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
Amen. Amen. Today is a happy day.
今天是一个喜乐的日子。
Today is New Life Bible Presbyterian Church 31st anniversary.
今天是笃信圣经长老会新生命堂31周年。
31 years ago, God was pleased to found this church.For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
在三十一年前，神喜悦来开始这个教会，为着神的道，并为给耶稣基督做的见证。
I remember the founding of this church in the 80s.
我在八十年代还记得这个教会的开始。
I remember the excitement of God's people coming out here to form this church.
我还记得当时教会的会众很高兴的能够来到这里。
God has been faithful to you despite your unfaithfulness to Him.
虽然我们会失信于神，但是神对我们却是信实的。
Reading the history of this church, I can see God's unfailing love, mercy, and grace upon you, the congregation.
看见教会的历史，我们可以看见神的不。仔细的爱，还有他的怜悯，还有他恩典，在整个会众的身上。
Anniversary is not only a time of rejoicing, but it is also a time of prayerful reflection.
这个周年纪念不单是一个喜乐的日子，也是一个让我们祷告回想的日子。
Over the years, you have seen God's marvelous doing in and through this congregation.
在过去的年日，我们也见证了神奇妙的作为，在这教会当中，也在这教会施行。
Upon reflection, many questions may have come across your mind.
当我们在回想的时候，有许多的问题，也许来到我们的思想当中。
Perhaps our children may also ask us the same questions, and we must tell them.
也许我们的孩子也会问我们同样的问题，我们必须告诉他们。
Just like what we read in the book of Joshua or Deuteronomy, the children of Israel asked their parents, "What means these stones?"
也许我们从约书亚记或者是从生命记里面看见这个他的以色列的孩子问父亲说这些石头是什么意思呢
？Well, the psalmist said in Psalm 44, "We have heard with our ears, O God, our fathers have told us."What word thou didst in their days, in the times of old, how thou didst drive up the heathen with thy hand and planted them, how thou didst afflict the people and cast them out, for they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them, but by thy hand and thy arm, and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst a favor unto them.
在诗篇第四十四篇第一到三节那里说，神啊，你在古时我们列祖的日子所行的事，我们曾亲耳听见，我们的列祖也给我们述说，你曾用手赶出外邦人，却栽培了我们列祖，你苦待列邦，却叫我们列祖发达，因为他们不是靠自己的刀剑得土地，也不是靠自己的膀臂得胜，乃是靠你的右手，你的膀臂和你脸上的亮光，因为你喜悦他们。
We have heard from our ancestors what God had done in the days.
我们听见我们的先辈神在过去所行的。
Since 2001, America has been commemorating the tragic event of September 11.
自2001年美国呢，他们就已经开始了来纪念这个911事惨剧。
This year, her people are still asking the same question. Where was God on September 11, 2001?
当今年呢，美国人呢还是在问同样的问题：当911发生的时候，神在哪里呢
？And I believe the future generation will ask the same old question: Where was God on September 11, 2001?
我相信接下来的世代也会问同样的问题，在911的时候神在哪里呢？
Perhaps this question may not concern you because America is very far away.
也许你会说这个不是关系对我们的关系很大，因为美国距离我们很遥远。
However, I'm sure you have asked hard questions before.
我相信你也曾经问过一些难题。
For example,Are there times in your life when you find yourself questioning God's presence?
你是否在过去的生命里面也曾经怀疑过神的存在呢？
God, where were you when my baby was dying?
你会说我的婴孩死的时候，上帝你在哪里？
Where were you when I'm going through my marital problems?
当我在经历这个婚姻的这个困难的时候，上帝你在哪里？
Where were you when I was in financial crisis?
当我在有这个财政上的危机的时候，上帝你在哪里？
Where were you when I was sick in the hospital?
上帝你在哪里？当我在医院的时候。
Where were you when I needed you most?
当我最需要你的时候，上帝啊，你在哪里？
Where were you when the church was in crisis?
当教会经历这个危机的时候，上帝啊，你在哪里呢？
More than 3,000 years ago, the wandering Israelites asked the same question: Was the Lord among us or not?
在超过三千年之前，在旷野漂流的以色列人也曾问同样的问题：耶和华是在我们中间，不是吗？
Where were you when we needed water and food in the wilderness?
到我们在旷野里面需要食物和水的时候，你在哪里呢？
Are you any different from the Israelites?
我们是否与以色列人有不同的地方呢？
Is the Lord among us or not? Wasn't a search for information.
这句话，耶和华是在我们中间，不是在问一个资料的这个问题。
The children of Israel were not asking Moses.Can you find out for us whether or not the Lord is with us?
这个以色列的百姓不是问摩西说，你可以不可以帮我们找一下，神是不是在我们当中？
The question was a complaint against Moses and a challenge to him.
而这个问题其实是对摩西和这个埋怨，没有给他们这个水。
They complained against Moses for not providing them water.
他们埋怨摩西没有提供食水给他们。
Yes, they were thirsty in the wilderness.
是的，他们在旷野很干渴。
Yes, they were dying of thirst.
他们也是可能会因干渴而死。
However, I think the real issue here is not that they did not have water.
但是我想这里真正的问题不是他们没有水。
Look at the phrase again, is the Lord among us or not?
我们再看那一句话，出埃及记第十七章第七节，耶和华是否在我们当中？不是。
I think it has to do with the attitude of the fault-finding Israelite.
而这个就是这个最大的问题，其实是以色列他们在挑错。
Israel has an attitude problem.
以色列呢，他们呢有这个态度上的问题。
Is the Lord among us or not?
耶和华是在我们中间不是？
What did they imply?
这告诉我们什么呢？
What were they saying?
他们在讲什么呢？
I think they were saying this.
我想他们是这样说。
If the Lord is with us, then he will give us what we want. However, if the Lord does not provide us with water and food, then he is not with us.
他们，我想他们会是这样说，主若与我们同在，他必定赐给我们所要的。但是呢，假如主没有赐给我们的水和食物，那他就是不与我们同在。
Are we like the fault-finding Israelites?
我们是否像以色列人那样挑错呢？
Do we question God and demand proof of his love?
我们是否是质问神来要求他以证明他的爱呢？
When life gets a little tough, do we believe more than ever that God will see us through, or do we grumble and complain?
当我们生命经历困难的时候，我们是否更加相信神会带领我们经过一切，或者是我们只是在那里埋怨神呢？
Is this the kind of attitude you and I have towards God?
这是否是我们今天对你跟我对神的态度呢？
Well, a good example was the Bible version controversy, a crisis in the Bible Presbyterian Church movement.
一个很好的例子就是在这个圣经翻译的这个争议的危机，在这个笃信圣经长老会。
How did members behave?
而会友如何来回应呢？
How did they react to the situation?
他们对这样的情况如何反应呢？
Did they complain about the leadership of the church for not providing them adequate leadership, information or direction?
他们是否有埋怨这个领袖没有给予他们足够的领导资料或者是方向呢？
Were they impatient or frustrated with the leadership?
他们是否不耐烦或者是感到对领袖的失望呢？
Sadly, I saw many members behaving like backsliding Israel in Life Church.
但是很难过的就是看见许多的会友，他们就好像这个被盗的以色列人，在这个生命堂。
When the people of God left the wilderness of sin and arrived at Rephidim, that is Mount Sinai, they found no water in the oasis.
当以色列人他们离开了个寻的旷野，到了这个利非丁，就是西奈山下，他们找不着，在绿洲里面找不着水。
They quarreled, they contended with Moses.
他们与摩西争闹。
They blamed him for taking them out of Egypt into the wilderness in order to starve them with hunger.
他们埋怨摩西带领他们进入旷野，让他们在这个旷野里面来挨饿。
They would rather die in Egypt by the hand of the Lord than in the wilderness where there is nothing to eat.
那他们宁愿在这个埃及来死，也不愿意在这个旷野里面饿死。
Does it sound like a typical food-loving Singaporean who rather die in Singapore by the hand of God than in Cambodia where there is nothing much to eat?
这也许是一个新加坡的这个人的这个反应，就是宁愿死在新加坡，也不愿意在这个柬埔寨那里呢没有东西吃。
The Israelites even threatened to stone Moses.
以色列人还威胁要以石头打死摩西。
If they had taken a survey, the result would probably be this. No, it isn't worth it. We want to return to Egypt.
假如他们有经过这个民意的调查的话，那个结果可能就是不，这个不值得的，我们要回到埃及去。
When the church crisis was at its peak, many members in Life Church asked many hard questions.
当这个教会经的危机达到最高点的时候，许多会友问这个生命堂有许多的难题。
Like the old Israelites,It was as if they were saying, Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?
就是在 出埃及记十七章三节那里说，百姓在那里，神可要喝水，就向摩西发怨言说，你为什么将我们从埃及领出来，使我们和我们的儿女并畜生都可死呢？
Why did you bring us out of Egypt?
你为何将我们从埃及领出来呢？
Was it to make us our children and our livestock die of thirst?
使我们和我们的儿女并牲畜都可死呢？
Now thirst here symbolizes no leadership or direction.
可是在这里也可能意味着说是没有领导或者是方向。
Now why did the leader stress us by involving us in such controversies?
而领袖为什么带领我们进入这个争议当中呢？给我们那么多压力。
Why can't we live in peace?
我们难道不可以活在这个平静当中吗？
Why can't we live and let live?
我们难道不可以这样过了就过了吗？
Some question the integrity of the leaders.
而且也有质问领袖的这个本的这个真实。
Some said that the leaders were too soft-hearted.
有的说领袖太过心肠太软。
Some spoke evil against the leaders.
也有一些讲领袖的坏话。
Some even threatened to leave the church.
有的威胁说要离开教会。
Now, how did Moses respond to this situation in the wilderness?
那摩西在旷野里面，他如何来回应这些困难呢？
Well, we read in verse 4 of chapter 17 of Exodus, he cried to the Lord, "What shall I do unto these people?"
而在出埃及记十七章四节那里说，摩西就呼求耶和华说，我向这百姓怎么样行呢？他们几乎要拿石头打死我。
And God answered him,by asking him to take some elders with him to the rock at Horeb.
而神回应了他，也叫他带领一些长老到了这个何烈石。
There, Moses was instructed to find God standing on the rock, then struck the rock with the same staff he had used to divide the water of the Red Sea.
而摩西就遵照神的吩咐来击打这个磐石，就如他用这个用杖来击打这个红海的水一样。
And he did what God commanded him, and water flew from the rock, and the people drank to their satisfaction.
而他遵照神所吩咐的来行，而水呢就从磐石中流出。
What should the leadership do?
而领袖要如何来行呢？
This has never happened.In Life Church,
这从来不在我们教会发生过。
How should the leaders respond to the situation?
而领袖要如何回应这样的情况呢？
Well, let me tell you that the leaders were concerned for the welfare of the flock.
而领袖是在乎这个羊群的利益。
We were careful with our reaction, to the crisis.
而领袖也很小心的来面如何来面对回应这些危机。
We did not want to further stress the congregation.
领袖也不想给这个教会的会众更大的压力。
We did our best to safeguard them.
领袖尽了他们的一切来保守羊群。
We did not want to rely on our own wisdom to resolve the problem.
而领袖也不要来依靠自己的这个头脑来解决问题。
We were determined to seek God and His wisdom.
领袖来坚持来寻求神，还有神的智慧。
And we waited upon him.
而领袖也等候神。
And I don't know how many long hours we met for prayer and discussion.
我不记得我们有花多长的时间来一起祷告，并且一起讨论。
You see, we are human beings.
我们都是人。
Some of us might have questioned God.
我们当中可能也问神。
Is the Lord among us or not?
神是否在我们当中？
Will he desert us now?
神是否远离我们呢？
Is he angry with us?
神是否向我们发怒呢？
Have you done anything that displease him?
我们是否做一些事来不讨神的喜悦呢？
Well, dearly beloved, let me assure you that the many hard questions you might have asked were also asked by us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我很肯定地告诉你，有许多你所问的问题，我们当中也在问。
God was with us in this crisis.
神是否在危机中与我们同在呢？
I believe it with all my heart.
我全心地来相信。
Out of the whole saga, I saw the hand of God working in our midst.
在整个事件当中，我看见神在我们当中动工。
I saw His sovereignty.
我看见神的主权。
I saw His leading.
我也看见神的引导。
Just like the psalmist pictured it beautifully in Psalm 77, the last two verses.
正如诗人在诗篇第七十七篇那里说。
Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron.
诗篇第七十七篇十九到二十节说：你的道在海中，你的路在大水中，你的脚中无人知道。你曾借摩西和亚伦的手引导你的百姓，好像羊群一般。
Though God's footprints could not be seen, like a shepherd, He led us through this crisis.
而神呢，虽然我们看不见他的脚中，可能但是他就像牧羊人一样，带领他的羊群经过这个危机。
God used our leaders to take us by the hand to go through deep waters, rushing rivers, and fire.
而神呢，带领我们领袖带领我们呢，来引导这个百姓经过这个大火大水之中。
That is why I was not fearful or perturbed by the situation.
因此，我并不惧怕整个的这个情况。
The serenity that I experienced during the whole crisis came as a result of my understanding of God working out His purpose for Life Church.
因为我明白神在这个他的这个在生命堂的工作的动工的目的，所以呢，我就经历在这个危机里面呢，经历了这个平安。
The cause was painful, but it was necessary for God to do what He intended to for the good of the church.
虽然这个整个事情是非常痛苦，但是却是必须的，是让神来在他的教会里面为着百姓的利益来动工。
I believe God did the same to New Life BP Church.
我也相信神也做同样的事情，在这个杜兴圣经长老会新生命堂。
Though the crisis was divisive and the process of purging was painful, but it was necessary for God to do what He intended to for the good of your church.
虽然整个这个危机是会具有这个分裂教会，并且呢。但是整个这个洁净的过程是很痛苦的，但是却是需要神在我们当中来为着教会的益处来行的。
Was the Lord among us in the Bible controversy crisis?
当这个圣经翻译的这个争论的危机产生的时候，神是否在我们当中呢？
He was.
他是在我们当中。
One of the most comforting verse.Or words in the Bible is the word Emmanuel.
这个很有安慰性的这个字眼在圣经里面呢是以马内利。
And Emmanuel simply means God with us.
以马内利很简单的就是说神与我们同在。
And by the way, in your outline, I've given you the meaning of the word.
在你的这个手上的这个讲稿里面呢，我给你那个字的意思。
And in itself is another sermon.
在那个讲稿里面是另外一个信息。
And because of time, I have decided not to touch on that.
我因为时间的缘故，所以我不可以讲到那一些信息。
So I think it's best for you to go back to look at that section and look through the verses, and you will know what God is saying to you.
而最好我们在回家之后，我们去自己看看神要对我们怎么说。
So Emmanuel means God with us.
以马内利就是说神与我们同在。
God was with us in the crisis.
神在我们危机的时候与我们同在。
As a matter of fact, He is with us in every crisis.
但是实际上来说，在每一个危机里面，他都与我们同在。
He promises to be with us.
他应许要与我们同在。
He is with us when we pass through the waters, through the rivers, and through the fire.
当我们经过水河流或者是火的时候，神应许要与我们同在。
He is the Lord our God, the Holy One of Israel, our Savior.
他是我们的主，我们的神，他是以色列的至圣者，我们的救主。
And finally, in verse 7, Moses named the place Massah and Meribah because of the quarrel of the people of God.
而这个摩西在命名那个地方叫做玛莎。 因为人民在那里争闹。
And then they tested God, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?"
然后他们在询问神，就是是神，就是说神在我们当中不是。
Whenever the names of these places are mentioned, the people would remember how they had tested God and argued with Moses in the wilderness.
而当这些名字在这个 地方的名字被提到的时候，是让百姓被提醒，就是他们如何在神的面前来试探神。
Well, in the year to come, our children will read about the controversy in the history of the Bible Presbyterian Church.
在以后的年日，我们的下一代会看到这个圣经翻译的这个争议的危机在我们的历史当中。
We must tell them how God, in His mercy, had led us like a shepherd through deep waters, rushing rivers, and fire.
我们要告诉他们，神是与我们同在，就好像牧人带领我们经过河、经过火水，还有经过火一样。
God had been with us in the past.
神在过去与我们同在。
Doubtless to say, He is with us in the present.
现在他也是与我们同在。
And there is no reason why He will not with us in the future.
而他在以后也必定与我们同在。
He is always with us till the end of the age.
他一直都与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
Remember Matthew 28:20, I am with you even unto the end of the world.
在马太福音第二十八章第二十节说，我就常与们同在，直到世界的末了。
He will never leave us nor forsake us.
他不会离开我们，也不放弃我们。
He does not change. He is immutable.
他是不改变的神。
He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
神是过去、现在和以后都是一样不变的。
Therefore, on this 31st anniversary of New Life BP Church, I strongly encourage you to run the race patiently till you finish it. Fight the good fight of faith courageously, and make sure you fulfill the ministry you have received in the Lord.
在这新生命堂三十一周年的这个庆祝里面，我很大力的勉励弟兄姐妹来尽我们所能的跑当我所当跑的路，并且为真理打那美好的仗，也为神呢做美好的见证，也尽我们在主里面所领受的这个职分。
You have a great ministry here in this part of Singapore.
我们在这个新加坡的这个地方呢，我们有很大的事工。
And you have many opportunities to witness for Christ.
我们也有很大的机会来为主做见证。
And your congregation is growing.
而这个会众正在成长。
May God continue to bless you and your ministry till you see Jesus face to face.
愿神继续的来祝福我们，还有我们的这个事工，直到我们见主面。
Amen.
Amen.